It is the final Tuesday of August, so that means we check in with RBB, and their superintendent is Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. Wilcox, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How about you guys?
Well, it's good to hear you're well, because Marty Hawk told us a couple Wednesdays ago that you had a little bit of a health scare, and we're glad that you're back up on your feet. I've been seeing your activity on Twitter, and it's good to know that you are raring to go, because the school year, boy, you guys have almost put in a full month with this week wrapping up. Are you feeling better?
Yes, I am. Thank you for asking. Yeah, on the 7th there, had a scare. I had a heart attack, and great people at IU Health took wonderful care of me. I couldn't ask for better. So I want to thank everyone for the cards, the flowers, the texts, the phone calls, and the visits and the thoughts and prayers, and I can't tell you how much I appreciated, and they were gladly felt, and no doubt about it was just a good reminder that there's not any bad days. There's some that are better than others, but there's not any bad ones. So.
Absolutely. Now, did they keep you down for a couple of days to get back in shape, or did they let you right back out there?
Yeah, they kept me for a little over 2 days and monitored everything, and also my good advice to everyone out there is if you're just a few points over what is normal or good for your blood pressure, then you're high. If you're a few points over, then you're over, and don't take that for granted. Don't let that slide. Because that'll catch up with you.
Get it checked out and make sure that everything's on the up and up. Well, we've almost put a full month of school in the books to get things started. I hope your air conditioning's working out there. Gee whiz, could it get any hotter?
Yeah, oh, goodness, yeah. I've said many a time, I argue the point that the greatest invention was the wheel. This time of year, the greatest invention is the air conditioning.
And an air conditioner on wheels won't hurt anything.
Yeah. Mike, there you go.
Mike, you're halfway to the first 9 weeks. Is that the first grading period?
Yeah, this
halfway,
Friday.
Halfway, Mike.
Friday, believe it or not.
Wow.
Marks the halfway of the first 9 weeks. So can you believe it? We're just getting to Labor Day, and we're halfway through the first nine weeks. So
now you're undergoing budget hearings at your place, too?
Yeah, we had the at our last board meeting, I did the introduction and overview and all of what we were looking at this year coming up in our September board meeting night. The hearing will be that night as well, and then at the October board meeting we will adopt the budget. We're going through all the funds and trying to educate our good folks on the different funds and what we can spend. Of course, general fund comes from the state, and we receive this year we'll receive about $5,600 per student, and I'll add the general fund, and that course pays salaries and benefits and good things and like that, and all the other funds such as capital projects and bus replacement and transportation and pension bond and all those are local property tax supported,
right.
So we try to give our folks explain that and how we're not allowed to pay for just anything from different funds, because forever and a day we've all been in a conversation that they said, well, and they're all good questions when someone says, hey, they've got enough money to do this, but it's funny they don't have enough money to do that. Well, and that's a good question, and that's exactly right, because we're restricted on not being able to pay for certain things from different funds, and we may have one fund may be very healthy and the other fund may be pretty skinny, as I always say. So that does happen, and that's the reason why.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, who is the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. And Dr. Mike, we refer to that over here in Monroe County as silos. There are silos, and you can't take money out of one silo and put it in the other one.
That's exactly right, and the example that I always use, the easiest one that I think is for our folks that don't deal with this every day to understand is at a bus replacement.
Right.
Obviously, it is bus replacement. Even if we have a bus that's 5 years old and maybe the motor and transmission go bad, we can't just replace the motor and transmission. We would have to replace the whole bus out of that. So mm-hmm. that gives you an idea of the restrictions of those funds that would have to come out of transportation where we pay for fuel and things like that from. So
The budget, part of your budget that's salary for faculty and staff, you're in the 90 percentile range on that?
Correct, yes, yes. We always always shoot goals always high 80s, but we're at about 92.
And that's so, pretty typical because that is your biggest expense.
Exactly, exactly. And like I said, that's supported through money. You know, money follows the kids, especially nowadays with open transfers and all. And we receive about $5,630 per student this year.
So what else is happening in RBB, Mike?
Well, we got an array of activities as always. Both soccer teams this weekend are participating. Boys and girls soccer is participating in the Hoosier Cup Friday and Saturday out at Carson Park. That's always is a great event. And let's see, tonight we are hosting cross country, the Mustang Invitational. We have 14 schools coming
wow.
in. So
busy.
If you're by school tonight and you see a ton of extra buses from neighboring corporations, that's the reason why. And we'll have a lot of kids running tonight. So that's always a great evening of cross country.
And you got good weather for it. It's just going to be a little hot, but it's still, you don't have rain or lightning to worry about because that's always in the back of everybody's mind there. And Mother Nature rarely makes reservations, so we do have to pay attention to that.
Exactly. Let's see, girls golf's been tearing up the links. They're doing it off to a great start. They're in action a number of times this week, and let's see, volleyball's in action tonight. They're off to about a 500 start. They have a tough schedule at the beginning, so 500 starts is a good indicator that we're going to
have a good win last night. They beat West Vigo in five.
Yeah, nice conference win last night, so that was fantastic. And football travels to Cloverdale. This weekend, Cloverdale's a new Western Indiana Conference member, so looking to have a good football night. I know we've had a little bit of a slow start there, but Jerry and the coaches are working hard and all in the they're going to get good things going. Hopefully, starting Friday night, and then we have today kind of a cool thing that's an annual thing. We have about 100 of our high school kids at a leadership retreat, and want to thank the good folks at Lifeway just down the road here. They're gracious enough to have their facilities for us to use, and Ted Weiss is the facilitator out there and does a great job with the kids and talking with them and working with them on leadership skills and activities. So that's a great day for those kids, and also an array of activities and of course marching band. They're out there every day already. They're looking to go to the state finals for the 10th year in a row.
Great.
I know talking to Aaron, he said the kids are, and obviously by watching them, they're working hard. We are very, very loaded with freshmen and sophomores this year, so what a challenge for them to try to make a 10 in a row to get back to the state finals of the Lucas Oil.
Well,
so
if they don't melt while they're playing their instruments, that's a victory in itself.
Yeah, bless their heart. I tell you, here I am, you know, in my air conditioned office, and I'm looking out the window, and there's those poor kids out there, you know.
They're tough.
Sweat pouring
they're
off
resilient.
Of them. You know, a lot of folks ask me from time to time if I miss coaching, and I said, you know, I miss a Friday night when the lights come on, but until I look out, you know, this time of year, look out the window and miss it during practice time when the real work's going on. You know, that's the true test.
That is the true test, and that's what makes all these efforts by the kids great. And, they're a tough, resilient bunch, just like you are. Hey, we appreciate your time. We're glad you're feeling better, and we'll get caught up. Happy Labor Day weekend. No school on Monday, obviously. That's the easy one. Short week next week.
Yes, you guys as well. 4-day week next week, and also everybody looks forward to that. That's kind of the first point in the year that, measuring point, I guess, that you make it to in the year. And, of course, when all of us were in school, it was about the end of the first week, maybe.
That's right.
But our kids don't know any different now. They're used to getting in 3 and 4 weeks now. So.
That's right. They're halfway through the first grading period.
That's right. So, but thank you guys for all you do for us. We sure always appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Mike. We appreciate your time. Dr. Mike Wilcox, the RBB superintendent, he checks in with us on the final Tuesday of each month to give us a heads up on what's happening over in the western part of the county, the northwestern part there.